As expected, two of the Big Five power conferences in college football have pulled the plug on fall sports. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Let's start right there. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 making the announcements yesterday. No fall sports. That means no big-time college football due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 say that they do plan to play a schedule in the spring if they can work out the logistics. Now, as far as the Southeastern Conference, the ACC and the Big 12, they are all staying the course right now. They have conference schedules only, and for now, they say they are going to play. But that could change, of course, as the pandemic continues. The Kansas City Royals go down to defeat on a walk-off in Cincinnati last night, 6-5 in 10 innings. The Reds took advantage of the new rule in extra innings where they start the inning with a man on second base, and after a leadoff walk, Joey Votto doubled to score Nick Senzel. That gave the Reds a walk-off victory. Kansas City plays Cincinnati in Cincinnati again tonight. Brad Keller gets the start for the Royals, first pitch at 5:40. St. Louis Cardinals are still in quarantine, battling the COVID-19. Tonight's game, of course, with Pittsburgh canceled. The doubleheader on Thursday also has been canceled. Maybe baseball for the Cardinals by Friday. The league is continuing to monitor their progress. St. Louis Blues begin their playoff defense of the Stanley Cup tonight. They'll play host to the Vancouver Canucks. Of course, the game's being played in Canada. This is round one, game one of the playoffs for the Blues. Blues are the number four seed in the West. Well, if you drive by your local high school, you're probably going to see a flurry of activity these days, and you're thinking, what in the world's going on? Well, the practice has begun for fall sports, football, cross-country, volleyball, and other fall sports. Players are working out now. Matter of fact, the high school football season begins 2 weeks from this Friday. And, of course, the Ecom Sports Network proud to be the home for Thayer Bobcat and West Plains Zizzer football this fall. You'll hear Thayer Bobcat football, as always, on K-Country 95 Radio and the West Plains Zizzers on the train. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.